Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 18 of the AP Now broadcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, AP Now's founder, and today I want to talk to you about manipulated email addresses. There's been a lot of new frauds in the recent few years, actually, and a lot of them have depended upon or have taken advantage of manipulations in the email addresses. So we're going to spend this whole session, and it's not going to be that long, going through examples, and I think you'll be surprised at some of the innovative ways that crooks take advantage of email, and more specifically email addresses, and what they can do with them. So what I want to do, as I said, I'm going to share these examples with you. Now, normally, I don't recommend that you go to YouTube to listen to this, but after you've listened to this, if you think perhaps you'd want your staff maybe to look at and see the examples, you can listen to it on YouTube where they can actually see the different examples that I'm going to go through. And in some cases, you'll see how difficult it is to fathom or to recognize the fact that the email address was manipulated. So I hope you'll trust me that this is true and stay with me for a few more minutes as I go through it. So again, if you want your staff to look at this and you want them to see the actual examples, look for the AP Now channel on YouTube, episode 18. Okay, so let's start with the basics, which most of you probably are well aware of. Throughout this talk today, I'm going to use the example of it's a made-up example of somebody called Anthony Long last name, because, you know, when you have a long name in the email address, it makes it more likely that you're going to miss some of the issues that we're going to talk about. And then I'm going to pretend that Anthony Long last name is the president of American Airlines. And I'm going to pretend that American Airlines actually uses AmericanAirlines.com as its email address, which many of you will know it does not, okay? So it does not, okay? But American Airlines, the word all spread out, gives me lots of places to play around so I can show you some of these manipulations. So that's why we're using it. So the first example is one that probably virtually everybody listening to this is familiar with, and you've seen it. And so the email shows up in your box. It's pretending to be from American Airlines. It has Anthony Long last name showing up as from, but when you investigate further, maybe you hover your cursor over the email address or you hit reply, it doesn't go to Anthony Long last name at American Airlines, but it goes to something like garbage@hotmail.com or, you know, one of the free email service providers. So that's the first one, and that's probably the example that most of us are most familiar with. And as I said, most of us probably have gotten emails that have been spoofed in this manner. The next example that I want to share with you is one that I've received, and perhaps some of you have also. And in this case, what the person does, what the crook does, is they're trying to get you to believe that they are, you know, Anthony Long last name, you know, president of American Airlines. And so what they'll do is, again, Anthony Long last name, but the email address, instead of some crazy thing, will be something like president American Airlines. Lines at Gmail or Yahoo or wherever. I've seen ones that say executive not-for-profit, something that looks like, you know, it might be. But again, once you take a look, you see, oh, Gmail, Yahoo, something of that nature, so you know it's not true. So this is another form of the spoofed email, and you know, it is what it is. We're going to take a brief moment now to have a word from our sponsor. And then when we return, I've got a number of examples that I want to show you of how email can be manipulated and how easy it is to miss it, okay? Or at least for some of us to miss it, especially when you think about when these email addresses come in, you know, they're in it. You have maybe 25 emails that came in, especially if you first come in the morning, and they're all in size 10 or 12 font, and you're tired and you're drinking your coffee. So I think you'll see as we go through these examples how easy it might be to miss one. But before we get to that, real quickly, a word from our sponsor. Accounts payable professionals know invoices are easy to lose, and it takes time to track down approvers while also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all of that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, accounts payable, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/AP now. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/AP now. And now we're going to start with our examples of our email game playing, if you will. And most of these involve the crook purchasing an URL, a URL that is very similar to the URL of your organization. And again, remember, in this example, we're looking at AmericanAirlines.com, which, of course, is not what American Airlines uses, okay? So in the first example, you know, I'm going to examine, we see the substitution of one letter. And in this example, the person spelled American with an O, so American, which kind of is interesting. You know, they're trying to con you, although I'm sure that's just a coincidence. So they just changed the one letter, American, to American Airlines. And again, if this is in size 10 or 12 font, and it's all, you know, in, you know, your list of emails, would your eyes go to that O instead of the A? And the answer is, you know, maybe. Now, this one is a lot more devious, this next example that I'm going to talk about, and it's a lot harder to detect with smaller font size. And in this, what the crook does is instead of using the letter M, they put the letters R and N. R like a rabbit, N like Norman, okay? So American is, instead of being spelled A-M-E-R, is spelled A-R-N-E-R. Okay, and again, when the fonts are smaller, very difficult to discern that, you know what, that's not an M there, it is an RN. The next example that we have here involves substituting the number 1 for the letter L. Okay, the number 1 for the letter L. So when we write airlines, they use a 1 instead of an L. Okay, again, very difficult to discern in smaller font sizes. Okay, in the next example, this one is almost impossible to tell when you're looking at it with the naked eye. Okay, and that is because the letter L has been substituted with a capital I. So in the word airlines, it is spelled A-R-I, capital I-N-E-S, okay? And so again, if you're looking at the email, you may not even be aware, you may not even, that you've got the wrong thing there because they look like each other when typed out. So again, very easy to see how you would make a mistake here. The next example that we're going to talk about uses just simply misspells the word. So you can see here, if you're looking at YouTube, otherwise I'll tell you what the crook has done here is they have spelled American. Instead of putting an N on the end of American, they put an R, okay? And again, difficult to see. OK, Okay. In our next example, all the crook does is they leave a letter off. So instead of talking about American Airlines, L-I-N-E-S, it's American Airline, L-I-N-E. Okay. And again, yeah, it's easy to see when we're talking about it and everybody's looking at it. Not so easy if it's, you know, mixed in. Okay, in our next example, another letter is left out, and in this case, the word airlines is spelled without the I in air. So instead of A-I-R lines, A-R lines. Okay, and if your eyes are going over this quickly, you may not see it. Okay, now the next two examples that we have, it's a little different, okay? And so in the first example, what the crook has done is instead of AmericanAirlines.com, they purchased the site AmericanAirlines.org, okay? So again, .org. Would you realize that? Maybe, but again, if you're going quickly, Anthony, long last name looks right, American Airlines looks right, you may not focus on the .org. And in our final example, this is the newest one that we see going on, and it's difficult to uncover, I think, or at least in my mind. And what crooks are doing now is they're going out and they are purchasing URLs that end in CO, co, instead of com. So you might have AmericanAirlines.com, and they have purchased AmericanAirlines.co. So, you know, all these different examples, very easy to see how it might confuse someone, but then it also just shows how alert you have to be. Now, responding to any of these emails, if you can possibly remember this comes from the FBI, is if you can remember to hit the forward button instead of reply. So you get a request, you think you're responding to Anthony long last name because you have no reason to believe you're not. If somehow you can remember to hit forward and then type Anthony long last name's email address in, what will happen is your computer probably will autofill, and it will autofill using the email address that you normally use. Okay, it won't autofill with the one that this came from. So while that's a pretty simple piece of advice, you'd be surprised how hard it is to follow. But if you can remember to use the forward key instead of the reply key, it will help you avoid getting caught in situations like this. And as you know, we saw the capital I instead of the L, very difficult to uncover. The RN instead of the M, the letter M, like Mary, very difficult to uncover, especially when you're going through a lot of emails and you're not necessarily looking for fraud in every example. But again, with all the frauds that we have, I just can't caution people to be careful enough. Okay, I'd like to thank you for listening to me rant and rave about this. I think this is a critically important topic. I also bring this up because we've seen a number of this type of email manipulation, if you will, used in what we call boss impersonation fraud, or I call the gift card scam, which was we covered in episode 4. So if you haven't listened to episode 4 of the AP Now broadcast podcast, you might want to, wherever you're listening, look for it and listen to it, because another frightening example. Okay, I'm getting off my high horse, my pedestal, if you will. Stop preaching. And I'd like to just take a moment to thank our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. And don't forget, by the way, to share it with your staff, okay, because those are the people who are sometimes being targeted. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for a free twice-a-week e-zine. It also contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, article postings, and more. Again, a special thanks to Stamply and a special thanks to you for listening. I hope to see you on a future podcast.